You talk about that voice. This is your first, this goes back to your original question. Yes, that voice pulled so many heartstrings. Well, William, what happens with people? Well, there's that EGO that comes in, especially when you're supposed to be a team player. Then there's substances, you know, that you use. And then, of course, people. People whisper in there, you know, you don't need them. Mm-hmm. You can go on your own. You don't need them. So after so much that's going on, well, he got it in his head eventually. He wanted the name changed. He pulled a David Ruffin with the Spinners. He wanted the name to be Felipe Wynn and the Spinner. And G.C. Cameron, all of them. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nope.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. So, yes, he became a solo artist, made 3 solo albums, but then Bootsy finds out what happens. He's already in P-Funk. He talks to George. George scooped him up. Now, here would be an average P-Funk night. He would open for P-Funk, doing sexy soul ballads opening, then would come back with the band. See, so people were like, Felipe went in P-Funk. Well, it worked. And he told George, he said, put me on Knee Deep, man, and I'll give you a hell of a record.
Wow. Well, let's do this. Under the sun.
That's the right that was lukewarm. How you doing, Montrell? Yeah, yeah. Check it out. Are you ready to party? Are you ready to jam? Are you ready to party? Are you ready to jam? Can you sing a little bit? Can you sing a little bit? All right, I'm gonna see what you got. Everybody to repeat after me. Is that all right, y'all? Here we go.
And it podcast. Come on.
Dop, 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 dop. Bop, 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 dee, dop. Dee, bop, dee, bop, bop, dee, dop. Zop, dop, 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 bop, dee, dop.
Bop, 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 bop
not just knee deep.
Girl never misses a beat. A live version.
Yes, yes, yes. I got a question for you, Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider George Clinton charismatic?
Absolutely. Because of how he presents himself. Now, did you hear the news?
I hear a lot of news. What news are we talking about?
The news that there will be an upcoming biopic on Dr. Funkenstein.
Are you serious right now?
And I
have a few questions for you, too.
Okay.
Before,
can I tell you?
No, go on. No, that's okay. Go ahead. Please. Continue.
Let me tell you the role. Who will be playing the role of Dr. Funkenstein?
I have no idea.
Edward Murphy. See?
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
Oh, boy.
It gets better.
Please.
Now, I have to look this up. Oh. I'm not sure about the validity. And if any of you are listening, if I am incorrect, please drop us a line and tell me if I am. But I heard, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I heard that none other than Mr. Fox will be producing the documentary. Mr. Jamie Fox.
Whoa. Okay, let's talk about expectations. When do you think, when is this supposed to?
About 24, maybe 25, I'm not sure, but.
I see. Mm-hmm. See, that's a hell of a cliffhanger there. I gotta wait until 24 or 25. Oh my.
Well, we gotta wait till 25 for the, Michael Jackson, biopic.
Oh so, boy.
Yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. my goodness. Long time coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing stuff. I was talking about Michael Jackson last night.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how I had the pleasure of going to the Michael Jackson concert, in Las Vegas. Now, this is after he had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the Mandalay Bay Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, a friend of mine and I went, Deborah Howard, and I acknowledged her last night because again, I'm going to repeat it again. She was instrumental in helping me organize and setting up this station in the very beginning.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And we had the pleasure of seeing going to the Michael Jackson concert out there. What a treat. I don't mm-hmm. know whether it's still there or not because we're going back six, seven, 8 years. Mm-hmm. Has it been that long? I don't know. Beyond 5 years. But anyway, and it is a great, great, great show. I mean, an excellent show. Mm-hmm. If it's still there in Las Vegas, folks, check it out. Mm-hmm. Because now what they do to keep it fresh is that they will change up the scenes, interchange some scenes, different scenes each time you see it. So I saw it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time it was a little bit different. It's mm-hmm. enough to keep you interested.
I bet.
Right.
Yes.
We're
talking Cirque du Soleil?
No, we're talking about the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, okay.
And they had a hologram of Michael Jackson there.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just sort of a melodrama type. You're more professional about this than I am as far as what would you call it? Where they are singing, they are acting it out on stage.
It's a musical.
It was outstanding.
Wow. Okay.
Outstanding.
Amazing.
Wow. So I can't wait for his biopic to come out. Mm-hmm. But going back to George Clinton, though. Now, I need you to correct me if I'm wrong about this. He recorded things just simply with his name, George Clinton. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, that was the case after the whole record company debacle. Okay, because sort of like how we came to understand with Prince, see, in the 70s, he wanted to put out so much music. With one record company, he had Parliament. Then another record company, he had Funkadelic.
Okay.
And then after a while, we were talking about the industry earlier, these two companies came to him and said, no, you can't do that.
When
and
he wanted, you, when he put it together, Parliament Funkadelic?
For touring.
That was my question. My follow, you answered my question before I asked
it. Yeah. But then with all that trouble and a loss of money, when you got into the 80s, he had to tell the band, look, we're going to have to do just George Clinton. Now understand, we still Parliament Funkadelic, but it has, because we don't have any more names. You know, George Clinton. And that was what? Atomic Dog.
Yep.
Okay. That's why Atomic Dog is under, yes, George Clinton. But in-house, it is considered a Parliament Funkadelic, number.
You answered all of my questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic, folks. And this is what you get right here on Monday Night Madness with yours truly. I'm WB, and we have to my left
Professor Pop Culture.
That's him. That's right. Ohio.
Ohio.
The Players.
Telling you we love you.
Favorites. Yeah, skin tight. Oh my goodness. Some skin tight bitches. impeccable musicianship displayed through slinky horn augmented grooves combined with animated vocals and eye-popping album covers, the Ohio Players. Before we move on, I just want to see everyone find out if you have any more, any additional comments about the Ohio Players before I move into our showstopper and the pre-showstopper.
They are just the exemplification of Ohio funk. That's it. They are truly the Ohio Players, musically and otherwise, as according to the Player Handbook. In fact, they wrote the Player's Handbook.
Yeah, I ask you, let's do this. We have covered them along with other artists before, haven't we? Sometime in the past,
we did them completely. We gave them a whole 3 hours once.
Did we?
Yes. And early.
Well, how long ago was that?
Oh God, maybe a year and a half ago. And then earlier in our run, I think it was in our first year, we did an entire show called, Ohio Funk, in which we did all the funk acts from, more than any other portion, Dayton, the Dayton area.
Yeah.
And, Ohio Players was on there.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you on that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I have with there two more to go, folks. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Monday Night Madness. And you can check, the professor and I each and every Monday at 8:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast. Makes it 7:15 Central, 6:15 Mountain, and 5:15 on the West. So, Professor, great. You know, I knew that when you sent me the list, lineup yesterday.
Yes.
I told a bunch of my friends, I said, you don't want to miss this.
Okay.
You don't want to miss this one. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in each and every week. And also, continue to listen throughout the week because there's so much to go. I mean, tomorrow morning you can check out the Get Up to Get Down morning show with none other than Derek the Change Man Smith.
All
and
right.
That's at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, makes it 8 a.m. on the West, folks. And you can fill in the gaps if everyone else. That's the Get Up to Get Down morning show. And also you can find him out. That's from Monday through Fridays, folks. So mark it down, 11 a.m. on the West, on the East, and 8 a.m. on the West. You don't want to miss this talented man. And then Wednesday, I'm excited about it, folks. We've got a segment that's only, a month and a half old, maybe, Professor, maybe 2 months. We've had the Cultural Excellence broadcast.
All right. Okay.
That comes in right here on The Buzz, or we produce that and air it for you on Wednesdays at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast. And now, the idea and the whole gist behind or premise behind this broadcast, Professor, is to show cultural excellence.
Beautiful.
You know, and we just want to showcase and just also inform people about the brilliance in our cultures.
Just wonderful.
Yes, brilliant. And you don't want to miss Wednesday. I've got none other than Lady B from Lady B Productions. Okay, you don't want to miss that. She will be co-hosting with me. Hopefully she'll accept coming on full time. But I know for the next 2 or 3 weeks, she will be with me on Cultural Excellence.
Lovely.
Cultural Excellence. You don't want to miss that. Followed by Thursdays, you got Ms. CC's Kitchen with Dr. Cecilia Sims. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Followed by Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Man, it's a lot. You got it going on, brother.
Working on it. And we're 9 years. Well, it will be 9 years. Our anniversary will be 9 years on the 31st of December.
Okay.
New Year's Eve. That's how we started. Oh, yes. And you know, it's a party going on. Matter of fact, you've joined me before on that. Haven't you on our anniversary parties? Something tells me that you have in the past.
I remember joining you on your birthday.
Okay, I thought you enjoyed...
Maybe. I can't remember the years anymore, man. Especially after... Especially after the year of lockdown, man.
Oh.
I mean, that just, like, took a year.
Amazing.
From all of our lives. It just messed me up when I try to think
back. Well, you know, it's messed everybody up.
Yeah.
It said, mm-hmm. what could... I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, but you're not. So keep it locked right here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not a podcast. We stream all day, every day, home, gym, stream. Office, or play. Absolutely. Just dial into StudioW.Buzz. Google it, StudioW.Buzz. Android, download from your Play Store, Studio W, Apple, Studio.W. Also available on Alexa. I have to keep my voice low because she will turn on and start talking to me in a minute. Okay, we don't want to do that. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Professor.
My pleasure.
And
thank you.
Let's see. Since we're out of time, I'll have to go directly to the showstopper. Hey, pick one of these out of Babyface, all right? Let's see. When Can I See You? It's No Crime. This one with Kenny G and Babyface.
You pick it. While you're picking, I just want to extend a congratulations to all of the inductees of the Cleveland Black Music Walk of Fame. The deal, congratulations to the deal, including Babyface, James Brown, Felipe Wynn, Louise Shropshire, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try this one.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Loretta Booker, thank you so much.
Girl,
she said great sounds.
It's been a long,
oh, it's real good, man.
Long time coming.
Play on, player.
Doing the best I can.
But I know that it's been worth the wait, yeah. Yeah, it feels like springtime in winter. It feels like Christmas in June. It feels like heaven has opened up its gates for me and you. Yeah. Hey. Someone like you loves me too, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I think that you're truly something.
thanks again for tuning in. Monday Night Madness on the bus. And keep in mind, there's always a party after the party. Hey, this is Buddy Ace, love of mine. Come on, let's do this. That's right, Studio W, the buzz, the baddest on the planet.
Woo! Yeah. Come on. Listen. Woke up this morning, I looked around, thought about my baby. I laid back down. Eyes running water, head in a spin. Why in the devil won't she come on in? Oh, I'm crazy, crazy about this love of mine. I need my baby to hold and squeeze her tight. No.